Chapter 1. Augusta County, Virginia. The bullet shattered the glass in the frame and tore through the family photo that had been sitting on the mantel. The metal frame fell beside me, scattering glass around the area behind the couch where I was attempting to find cover. I glanced down at the picture. It had been taken in the hills of West Virginia near Harper's Ferry. My wife, Caitlin, was smiling broadly. The camera had captured the two of us and our dogs in a state of perpetual happiness. The picture was now much different. My head was missing, having been replaced by a bullet hole. How rude! From somewhere on the other side of the room, my new friend was asking me if I'd been hit. As of late, my track record with friends wasn't so good. I'd had a couple who'd tried to kill me. At least this one simply wanted to arrest me for murder. In fact, he was rather adamant about the whole thing. "How do you live with a thing like that?" he'd asked. "Let's talk to the district attorney and work something out. I can help you," he'd pleaded. "I know exactly what you did. You killed a man," he'd proclaimed confidently. He was so wrong. Actually, I'd killed 3 men. But in all fairness, they were really, really mean people. And mean people suck. Another round flew through the room and punched a hole through the back of the couch, barely missing my skull. Bits of yellow stuffing flew into my face, and I wiped at my eyes. For the second time in as many minutes, the other man in the room asked if I'd been shot. Again, I told him I hadn't, but promised to tell him immediately if I happened to die. I suppose in comparison to whoever was sitting outside my cabin with a high-powered rifle, my visitor was a pretty decent guy, since he didn't seem to want me dead. I set the bar pretty low when it comes to what constitutes tolerable behavior from my acquaintances. The intensity of the gunfire increased, as did the sound of the wreckage all around us. A vase here, a chair there. It seemed as if the bullets were ravenous termites eating away at the new life we'd created. Before long, nothing would be left but blood, bones, and jagged shards of memories. "My cell phone isn't working," shouted my visitor as another round punched through the couch. "We don't get cell service up here," I yelled. "We like the peace and quiet." Another projectile flew through the wide front window and lodged itself somewhere above my head. "Landline?" he asked. "Sure, right over here. It's on the table next to the couch. Be my guest." 3 more quick shots sounded. I have no idea where the first 2 ended up, but the third took a large chunk of skin out of my shoulder. I groaned in pain. "Dr. Keller, are you?" "Yes, goddammit, now I'm hit." I put pressure on the wound. "And call me Cypress." I pulled at the sleeve of my T-shirt and looked at the wound. I'd need to get some stitches, but I'd live. "If you have any bright ideas, now would be the time," I shouted. My visitor didn't answer, and several more shots rang out. "Hey, are you still with me?" I asked. "I'm completely pinned down over here. Are you able to get eyes on the shooter?" Several seconds passed before I heard more glass breaking. The sound was different than the noise that had come from the front window shattering or the picture frame being decimated. It sounded like someone was breaking bottles. Damn! I knew what my visitor was doing, but I didn't know why. One after another, I heard the sounds of bottles of scotch, whiskey, and vodka being smashed on my living room floor. It was just my luck that my new friend had apparently taken cover behind my liquor cabinet. I could only assume he had reason for initiating an impromptu temperance meeting in my home. As another hole appeared in the back of the couch, I said, "Now it's not a really good time to enforce prohibition. Would you mind telling me?" I heard a sound that was different from the rest of the mayhem that was ensuing around me. Oh no, not that.